Ve'osulahem tzitzis al kanfezik dehem. And they shall make tzitzis for themselves on the corners of their garments. From this pasuk, the Gemara learns out three halachas that are being explained in the Gemara and in Shulchan Aruch. We will discuss these three halachas that we learn out from this pasuk, which will make easier for us to understand how to attach tzitzis to the talis cotton and to talis godel, and how is the best way to wear it. It should be all three halachas that we are going to learn will be fulfilled. We'll start with the first maimer of the Gemara in Menoches, Omar Rav Pope. Hilchese, Dalet Betoich Sholish. Rashi explains the four strings of the tzitzes that are becoming double and they becoming eight tzitzes like we have shall be Besoich Sholish. They should be within the three etzbois of the corner of the talus. A etzba is a gudel, the width of the thumb, which is 2 centimeters. So the three etzbois is about 6 centimeters, which is about 2.5 inches. So the tzitzis should be attached to the talus in the last three etzbois, in the last three 6 centimeters. If the holes shouldn't be further from the end of the garment of the talus cotton, no more, not less than 6 centimeters. Why is it that it should be in the last three etzbois? So we will see how the Alter Rebbe explains it in number 4 in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Yud Aleph, Seif Yud Dalet. Kshe'eseh ha-nekev she-techev be-hatzitzis, when he does the hole in the garment where he attaches the tzitzis in, le-ya-asenu le-mailu mishleisha gudlin, it should not be higher than the width of 3 tombs, not higher of 6 centimeters from Sfasa Beged, from the end of the Beged. Mipnei shenemar al hakonof. It says, al kamfei vigdehem. It should be in the corner, on the corner of the garment. Lamaila migimel, if he would do it higher than 3 etzbois, in the corner of Elo Beged, then he does not put it in the corner. He puts it on the Beged. That's the first halacha. So we understand from this that a corner is called 3 etzbois, 6 centimeters, about 2.5 inches. If he puts it higher than that, then it's called Beged, not Konof, not the corner. So since it says Al Kanfei Vigdehem, therefore the hole must be in the 3 etzbois and not higher the 3 etzbois. This is the first halach. Then goes the Gemara and says a second halach, which is the third paragraph in the Gemara. We will get later to the second paragraph. Omer Rabbi Yankev, Omer Rabbi Yechonon, V'tzorich shiyarchik molei kesher gudl from the end of the garment. If he has to do it on the corner, he could theoretically do it in the end, close to the corner of the garment. It should be in the 6 centimeters, but it could be close to the end. We do not do it in the end. So how high should it be from the end? He says it should be Mole Kesher Gudl. Kesher Gudl means a gudl, the joint of the thumb, which means it should be from the beginning of the thumb till the end, till the joint. The nail, the thumbnail, and the flesh till the end, till the joint. And therefore, the hole is always higher than this amount. As Rashi explains, צריך שיגביהנו למין הסופו. Higher from the end, מולי קשר גודל, שיעור הציפרן, the size of the thumbnail, עם בוסר, with the flesh, עד פרק ראשון, till the first joint of the thumb. Why do we need this? If it's in the corner, it could be anywhere in the corner. So we'll see how the Alter Rebbe explains it in the second Seif, in number 4, in Seif Tezai. Veleyase hanekev somuch lesfas abeged. It shouldn't be by the corner itself. Shenemar al hakonof. It says in Chumash Vosulem Tzitzis, al kanfei vigdeyam, higher than the corner. Im hoya somuch me'ir lisfas ha-beged, hoya tachas ha-konof. It would be in the corner, not on the corner. It would be under, which means inside of it, in middle of the corner. But it has to be on top of the corner. The loch in tzor laharchik hanekev misfas habeged keshiur sheyesh min kesher agudl ad seif atziperen. It should be as much from the kesher agudl till the end. So let us try to understand. He says that the corner, the size of the corner is the size of the thumb till the first joint, which is, let's say it's 3 centimeters, that's a inch and a quarter. We'll discuss soon exactly how much it is. So that means that the corner is only 3 centimeters. And the hole should be on top of that. If the hole could be on top of that, then it could be higher too. So we say no. It says in the first Maimer of the Gemara, it has to be within the 3 etzbois, within the 6 centimeters. Why? Because it has to be on the corner. So what is the corner? 3 etzbois, not only kesher gudl, not only the joint of the thumb. So what is the corner here? Let's try to understand it. He says that the corner is just the size of the thumb joint. I think we will be able to understand it better when we will get to the last paragraph in number 6. As the Alter Rebbe explains in Hilches Shabbos. Alter Rebbe explains in Hilches Shabbos that when you have a rag, a part of a torn-off garment, what is the smallest size that it would still be considered to be called a beged? If it is just a drop, then it's not considered a beged, and it's not mekabel tumah. If tumah will touch it, it wouldn't become tumah, because it's not called a beged. If it's already a sizable part, then it's considered a beged, and it could be mekabel tumah. So what is the size? So he says, smartutim, the rags, Shenifchaso mi gimel etzboes less than 3 etzboes, which is about 6 centimeters, eina mekabeles tumo she'ein shem beged aleho. Which means that the size of a beged, the smallest size of a beged, is 3 etzboes, 6 centimeters, about 2.5 inches. So now we will try to understand what the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch tell us about the tzitzis. The Gemara tells us like that, that a corner is the joint of the thumb, which is about 3 centimeters. Al-Kanfei means that the hole should be higher than 3 centimeters. But it shouldn't be higher than 6 centimeters. As we already discussed, 6 centimeters is the size of the small beged. So if it would be higher than 6 centimeters, it would be al ha-beged, not al ha-konof, not on the corner. On the corner means that when it's in the size of the smallest size of a beged, higher than the smallest size of a corner. So the corner is about 3 centimeters, and the beged itself, the smallest size, is 6 centimeters. So therefore, the hole should be between 3 and between 6. Because if you do it higher than 6, then it's al bigdeichem. If you do it lower than 3, it's betoich ha-konof. So it has to be al-kanfei, but not al-bigdeichem. So therefore, the size is between 3 centimeters and 6 centimeters.
But from al-kanfei, you learn it should be in top. So
in top of the corner, but not in top of the size of a becket. So it has to be in the size of the smallest becket, which is 6, higher than the corner. So it's between 3 and 6. The 3 is the corner. The 6 is the smallest size of a beged. Higher than 6 centimeters is called al bigdeichem. Lower than the 3 centimeters is betoich ha-konof.
So from the word al, you learn two things. That should be
in top of the corner.
Inside
of the beged, in top of the corner. Higher than the corner would be considered 3 centimeters, it has to be higher than the corner, but not higher than 6, because that would be on Big Deichem. I mentioned in general, that the joint of the thumb is about 3 centimeters, about an etzba and a half, which is about an inch and a quarter. That's the average size of the thumb till the field joint. But now let's see what the Alter Rebbe says. The Alter Rebbe says in that Sif Tzayin, when he finishes saying the din, or that it has to be higher than Kesher Gudel, so he says, the Hainu Le'erech Beis Gudlin. It should be Be'erech 2 Gudlin, which is about 4 centimeters, which is about 1.5, more than 1.5 inches. So the Meforshim ask, why does the Alter Rebbe say so? First of all, we could see that the joint till the end of the thumb is not 1.5 inches. It's not 4. If you put 2 thumbs, it will be more. So each thumb, the width of each thumb is about 2 centimeters. Of 2 thumbs is 4 centimeters, but the joint of the first joint of the thumb is about 3 centimeters. So why does the Alter Rebbe say 2 etzboes? So there is earlier poskim that say so, that it is 4 centimeters. And it may be that they just don't go till the middle of the joint, they go till the end of the joint, then together with the beginning of the next bone. when you go the whole thing, it would be closer to 2 etzbo'es.
4 centimeters, it's above 3, below 6. It's perfect.
Yes, but Alter Rebbe doesn't say above 3, it says above 4. Because 2 etzbo'es is 4 centimeters. So that makes it much harder. Because if you have to do the 2 holes of the telescope, they should be both higher than 4 centimeters and less than 6. So both the beginning of the first hole till the end of the second hole has to be within less than an inch. Which is hard, because then you have to do it exactly. A drop higher, a drop lower is not good. So that causes troubles. Those people that want to do it just like the Alter Rebbe says, they would go into a store and buy a telescope and they would check the sizes of 10 talisman until they find one should be perfect. Like a lulav. So why don't we try so much? It is because, after all, they say that it is a kesher gudel is less, and they prove from the siddur, the piskei siddur, which is madura basra, that finally the Alter Rebbe also agrees with the poskim that say it's about an etzba and a half, which is 3 centimeters. So if we have to do it higher than 3 centimeters, lower than 6, higher than 1.25 inches, less than 2.5 inches, so you have an inch and a quarter to space to do the 2 holes, that's much easier. And that's what usually people are lying, because there is solid proof from the siddur. You need a pilpul for that, so we wouldn't go into that. But the solid proof in the siddur that it finally passes that 1.5 is enough, so then we have it easier. These are the 2 first dinim of the Gemara and of the Shulchan Aruch. And then comes a 3rd halacha in the Gemara. The 3rd halacha in Gemara is actually the middle paragraph in the Gemara. We will see what the halacha is, and that gets up a little bit more complicated. We should know how to install, how to attach the tzitzis, and how to wear it in the proper way, if we want to do it the proper way, as the Alter Rebbe explains, and as some of the poskim hold. Let's try with the Gemara, the middle paragraph. Omar Reb Gidl. Omar Reb Gidl, Omar Rav. Tzitzis tricho sheteheine tefes al hakeren shenemar al kamfei. There is a 3rd halacha that we'll learn out from this posik. It says in posik it should be al kamfei, on the corner. On the corner, we already learned that it means higher than 3 centimeters, less than 6. But that's not enough. It has to go on the corner. It has to lay on the corner. It shouldn't be laying like this. Because if it lays on the side, it's not al-kamfe. It doesn't lay on the corner. So when it hangs, it has to touch within the 3 centimeters of the corner. That's the 3rd halacha. Let's see how Rashi explains that. Shetheine tefes ala keren. Shenemar al kamfe, it should lay on the corner. Says Rashi, shethei toilo umako ala keren. It should hang down and hitting the 3 centimeters of the end. That's the 1st after the Rashi. But then he says, It's not necessary that this is what the Gemara means. And he says, Kloimar. Let me explain you the literally what the Gemara says. Shiak bihenno lemailo minasofo. The hole shouldn't be on the corner, it should be higher than the corner. As we learned before. The same halacha as we learned before. Shet hei teilo v'negaz bekeren, it should be higher. So why do we need these two paragraphs if it says again that it should be higher? So then that would mean, the kloima would mean that first the Gemara says it has to be higher than the corner. It should be higher. But how much is the corner? We still don't know. So then the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yankev, Omer Rav Yechonon, I'll tell you how much higher, how much is called the corner. The first joint of the tomb. So it's the same thing then. The Rav Gidlo Marav, Rav Yankev, Rav Yechonon is the same thing. Just first it tells you the halacha, and then it tells you how much. That's according to the Kloima. But more, when he starts explaining, he says it's a second halacha. The first halacha is the Rav Yankev, Rav Yechonon, only says it should be higher than the first joint of the tomb. The second halacha, it should be leaning on this. Let's see how the Alter Rebbe explains this halacha. In the third paragraph, in the third Seif Lamed Dalet of number 4. In Seif Lamed Dalet, he says, Kshetele Hatzitzis Bebeget, Tzorich Ledagdik, Sheitle beinyan shei yagdil atoloi negeya umake bekonaf abeget. When he wears it, it should be laying down and touching the corner. So why did I say that it's 2 days in poskim? So let's see what we have in number 3. The Godle, the Gdela poskim after Teisfest was, as we all know, the Maharami Rutenberg. One of his famous Talmidim is the Rosh, Rabbeinu Osher. And one of his great Talmidim is the Mordechai. And the third one is the Agoyes Maimonides under Rambam. So the Agoyes Maimonides under Rambam says, Kos of Rom. Rom is Reb Lezer Mimitz, one of the Bala Teisves that is being brought in Teisves many times. And Rom says, Tzorich loseis atzitzis le'erech atalis ve'leile rochbei. When you put it on the side, it should be on the side. In order, it should lean on the corner. And it shouldn't be on this side, because if it goes on the lower side, then it goes right down and it doesn't touch the corner. So therefore it should go on this left side, and then it will hang down on the bottom. That's the middle part of the Gemara. The Be'inen shet heinei tefes ala konaf, pirush tolui ala keren. Im have the rochbei, if it would be going down, and from there down, it wouldn't be touching the corner. Sharei klapi karka otole, because it's hanging to the karka. V'chein hinig moiri. Moiri of the Agoyes Maimonides is the Rab Maharami Rutenberg. So he was manhig like this, that always you should make sure that it doesn't go down to the and hanging down. It should go on the side and then hanging down to the corner. Shuv later Chozer Bei. He was Chozer the Maharami Rutenberg. He regretted the Omar that Hakil Nikro Netef Alakonov. As we see from Rashi, that he starts saying Netef Alakonov, And then he says it means, because it mainly means that the whole should be higher, but it doesn't really have to lay on the bottom. So it's two days in the poskim, and there are two days in Shulchan Aruch. As we saw, the Alter Rebbe says in Lamed Daled, we shall try to do it the proper way. But it is still only a machlekes. We shall do it because there are poskim that say so. Then comes the Alter Rebbe and explains in the Siddur, in number 5, in the last paragraph. So he says, therefore, as we know that the two holes in the talus cotton are made diagonal, not in one direction. Why are they diagonal? Because if it hangs and it's diagonal, it goes a little bit to the corner. So it will be holding, laying on the corner. Let's say how the Alter Rebbe explains it. The yesh, metalis cotton, the yesh lasis, basin the corner, two holes. The yesh medagdikim lasis hanekovim ba'alachsen ktsas, a little bit diagonal. Bichdei shekshetehei hatzitzis tluyo lamata leshuli habeget, teheinei tefes pirush dingas umako shom teich moli kesher gudl me'azovis. Beshuli habeget lerobi. Why shall we do it? Lochush ledivrei hamatzrichim kein. Yes, I know there is a machlekes, but there are some poskim that say that you should do that, so therefore we shall try to do that. And that's not easy. We have to maneuver. If we want to do it the proper way, as the Alter Rebbe says, Lochush ledivra matzvichim kein, we have to maneuver a little bit. Let's see. We all wear a talus cotton. Some wear it on top of the pants. Then there is no problem. It hangs down, so it will hang down a little on its length. It will touch the corner, more or less. Some wearing it in the pants. Again, no problem. It's hanging down, that's it, just, so it will hang down a little bit to the corner. But most of us are holding the talus cotton in the pants and the tzitzis out of the pants. So that means, what does it help if we have the two holes diagonal when the talus cotton goes down and the tzitzis go up to be able to go out of the pants? So never it will be like that day that it should lay on the down, on the corner. You can't make it hanging inside all halfway down and then going up. You'll never may be able to do that. So when you pull it up, it will go all the way up. So it never goes on the corner. If you want to do it the proper way, so when it goes down, every time that you close your pants on the talus cotton, it shouldn't be laying like that. You should pick it up and then take it up and then close the pants. So then it will stay the whole day on the corner, because the talus cotton, the corner of the talus cotton goes up and the tzitzis go up and goes out. So then it stays always on the corner. But if you just put it in regularly and then you pull the tzitzis up, it will, you will be yetzer according to the first day, according to the Baran Rutenberg, after he regretted and he says you don't have to overtry. But if you want to do it the way that the Alter Rebbe says, he speaks only if you keep your talus cotton in top of the pants or everything in the pants. But as we do, that the talus cotton is inside and the tzitzis is outside, the only way to do it is if you bend it and you close your pants on top of it. Then it will stay like that.
So the Bachem are wearing the tzitzis and shirt out of the pants, it's being called to the Rebbe. Good.
If they bend it proper.
If the bag is out of the pants, yes.
Yes, yes. But that's already a separate subject, because there is a Arizal says it shouldn't be out, and it should be out, and that's why we do it out, but we have we're wearing the handle on top of that, so it's okay, but other people are doing it on top of the handle, therefore it's not according to the result, but that's not the issue. The way that most of us do it is the way that the telescope is in the pants and the tzitzis is out. And the only way to do it is every time to maneuver a little bit that it should be bent. That's for the telescope. The talus girdle is very simple. It hangs. But the talus girdle is even more complicated. And the Alter Rebbe says that there is different ways how you keep the talus, and that will change where you have to make the hole. In order to understand clearly, I'll just put it on me and to be able to explain what the Alter Rebbe says. First, in the talus girdle we do two holes. In the talus girdle we have only one hole. Only one hole we have. In order to have only one hole, so this hole is further away, here you also have to make sure that it doesn't hang like that, it has to hang on the side. If it's only one hole, so how could you make sure it goes here and not here? If the talus girdle would be stiff, then you could do it, put it on one side. But our talus girdle is not stiff, so it could go down and up. That's one of the reasons, soon we'll have another reason, why the Alter Rebbe said that we should have another hole on the side, that after you do the first knot, it should go through there, in order you should know if it goes on the side or it goes on the bottom. Then this second hole, where it goes, so let's see now where it should be. So he says, it should be on the side. Because if it's not on the side, it goes on the bottom, then it doesn't hit the corner. So it has to be on the side. And then it hangs down at the corner. Then he explains that the back holes are no problem. Because the back holes, they go on the side. So when they hang down, the tzitzis go on the corner. That's no problem. But in the front, it's dependent what way you wear it. And then you will be able to know if you have to make it on the side or on the bottom. Why? Let's see first how the Alter Rebbe explains it. The Psif Lamed Daled, number 4, the last two lines of Psif Lamed Daled. First he says it has to touch, has to hang on the corner. So he says that in the bottom once, it always has to be on the side. On the side, so it hangs down. But then in the last two lines it says, what does it mean? So let's see practically. We davening like this, that the whole talaskot is only on the shoulder. There are the other chassidim that are holding it on the hand, hanging down. They're not putting everything on top of the shoulder, it's hanging down. Now, let's see when it hangs down, so when it's on the side, it hangs down. In order to touch, it shouldn't go straight down, it should go on the side and go on to the corner, it has to be on the other side, not on the side, and it would be have to be on the top, because when it hangs down on your hand, so the side of it goes like this, and it hangs down. That's if you wear it on your hand. But we don't hold it like this. We hold it on the shoulder. We hold it on the shoulder. So when we hold it on the shoulder, so then it's the proper way. Because when it goes on the side, it stays the side. It doesn't get turned around to the other direction. So when it goes on the side, it hangs down to the bottom, on the corner. The same thing here. Because we do it like this, on the shoulder. We don't do it on the hand. If it would be on the hand, it would be like this, so that it hangs down from the side. So then you would have to do it on the top, it should go down. But if you do it like this, then it's on the side, hangs down. So therefore he says the way we do it, that it goes on the shoulder, it's going on the side. That's in general. But you still have to maneuver also here. Why is it? Because usually, when you daven, you don't want it to be like this, that only a little bit is in the front, and the whole thing hangs down on the back. Naturally, you pull it down. It should be equal. It shouldn't fall down from you. And when you do pull it down, so let's see what happens. When you pull it down, it goes on the side. It would be on the corner only if it's up. I'll do it one side up and one side down. The side is up goes on the side, because the side that is up goes on the side because it is still up, so it goes straight. But the minute that you pull it down, it becomes round and doesn't go on the side. So that's why he says that you have to maneuver. How you do it? Raki Zoher, he should try his best. Shouldn't hang down. Which means in our case that we should always keep it up, not pull it always all the way down. It should be just like this, and then it would be on our way, it would go down. So it doesn't mean that without that it's not kosher. It still stays kosher because the other poskim doesn't say that you have to do it. But the Alter Rebbe says, Lochush ledivrei amatzririm kein, so try your best, it should be the proper way. So the proper way means that the back is always good. Doesn't matter how you wear it. But the front is, if you wear it on straight here and you don't pull it down all the way, so then it goes the right way. What? Yes. Right. So, I'm just saying that it is a machlekes. In Shulchan Aruch it's 2 days. In Shulchan Aruch, in the big Shulchan Aruch it's 2 days. Shulchan Aruch Alter Rebbe says so, but he doesn't say that this is the halacha, as he says in Siddur, that we do it lochosh ledivra matzrichim ken.
Point is, God, we don't do two holes in the diagonal.
That's in Shulchan Aruch we explains for you, but the meaning is that in the big one we have two in only one hole and only a second hole on the side. The second hole on the side, I mentioned one reason. Now we will learn a fourth halacha that the Alter Rebbe explains, and that's the main reason why the Alter Rebbe, it's only our minhag. The Alter Rebbe was metakun, we should do another hole on the side. We will see now what the Alter Rebbe explains, why we do a second hole on the side. And how it's supposed to be done. Because you have to be careful to do it the proper way. We'll discuss soon what it means. Let's start. We just learned again and again that the hole has to be higher than the first joint of the thumb. So it could be on the end, higher than the corner. Or it has to be both directions. Is one direction enough? Do one hole like we do it in the Talos Gadol. Forget about the middle hole. You have here a second hole. Let's hit only this hole. It is still higher than the corner. Why do we have to do it two holes? One is in the middle. Says the Alter Rebbe that Ein Hoche Name. In the time of the Gemara and the Geinim, they didn't have the whole Kesher Gudel, the first joint of the tomb, to which direction. They had it only to one direction. The hole was like this. If it was like this, so the whole tzitzis went in here and the Kesher was here, and you didn't have to do not two holes in the Talos Kotten and not in Talos Gadol, that it should be hanging from here to there. But then came some poskim and say, we think it should be both ways. It should be Kesher Gudel from both directions. And therefore, we want to do it to be Yetzer even that day. Let's see how the Alter Rebbe explains it. In number 5 in the Siddur, in the third paragraph, the Alter Rebbe says, Ubederes ha-mishne ve-ha-gimore hoyu eisim ha-nekev somuch lesfas ha-talis mitzido. In the end, weil ihr dey seh hoy sa-tzitzis meudeket lesfas ha-talis and hanging down. We don't want to do it like that because there is a day that it has to be in both directions. Therefore, he says in the first paragraph of 5, Hanekev shemachnis bechute yatzitzis, tzorich sheyeh rochek miseif hakonof keerech mole kesher gudel latzif hatziperin, veharchok ezu, this size of 3 centimeters from the end, lotzis lecholadeyes. If we want to do it lecholadeyes, Tzorch li yis miseif reicha vatalis, shulekei mesamisatis, vegam miseif eircha talis, shule reicha vamisatis vatalis godl. Vechein vatalis kotni, it has to be also from one both sides. So therefore we do the hole all the way in. But that causes problems. What kind of problem? If it's on the corner, that naturally it will hang down. But if it's so much in, so then, what is the problem? Let's say it wouldn't go all the way down, but it will still lean a little bit to go down. It will be bent, and it will go down a little bit. Just like I see it now. You see, it's a little bit down. So what happens? Happens that the first knot is not higher than the joint of the gudel. It's not higher. us. Yes, sure, the whole is higher. But we are not don't care about the whole. The tzitzis, the gdilim have to be higher. The gdilim lay down. Even if it would be stiff, it would go down. Therefore, the talus godel, the tzitzis, when you go in a store and you buy tzitzis, he will ask you right away, you need tzitzis for a talus godel or for a talus kotel? Why does he have to know that? Because the size of tzitzis of a talus godel is not the same as the size of tzitzis of talus kotel. The size of the tzitzis is usually 12 etzbois. 4 etzbois the gdil, and 8 etzbois the tzitzis. Together, it's about 24 centimeters, which is about 10 inches altogether. Has to be 10 inches. This is good, but the talus cotton. Because by the talus cotton, the knot comes right away. So you start counting from the knot. But here that you do the hole in beside, and the knot goes outside, then you have to start counting from here, because this is not part of the gdil. Gdil starts by the knot. So this we need only to hold it, but it's not part of the size. So therefore we need 15 etzbois, 30 centimeters, because this takes up 3 centimeters and the rest goes the end. 3 centimeters from both sides becomes 6 centimeters, and together it's 3 centimeters. So since we do it like that, so we see that the real halacha of tzitzis starts by the first knot. So if it would be hanging down a little bit, then the knot is higher, is lower than the joint of the thumb. So therefore the Alter Rebbe says that you should have another hole on the side, that you should go through there, and that will make sure that the first knot is also higher than 3 centimeters.
This is according to the Mishnah and Gemara.
This is according to everyone. According to the Mishnah and the Gemara, you would have only one hole in the side. Then you have no problem. But if you have the hole in the middle, and the knot goes on the end, so if the knot goes a little bit down, so the knot is not higher than 3 centimeters. So therefore we need another hole. And this other hole, the string that goes in that hole, shouldn't be long, because then it wouldn't help anything, because it would still lean down. It would have space to lean down. So it has to be only a little bit in order to make sure that the knot stays higher than 3 centimeters, higher than 1 1/4 inches of the corner itself.